All right, so this whole situation with Diddy, right? It's like, whoa, things have gotten seriously intense, like crazy fast. Remember back in September when those initial charges dropped? The whole holding people against their will, forcing them into sex work thing? Even back then, I was like, this is huge. But
Huge.
now
Yeah.
it feels like we're watching an avalanche in slow motion.
It's really wild how quickly it's escalated. I mean, it hasn't even been a month since those first charges. And already they're talking superseding indictment.
Okay, so I gotta ask for, those of us who don't speak lawyer, what does superseding indictment even mean in plain English?
Basically, think of it like an upgrade.
Okay.
Like they took the original charges, version 1.0, and now they're slapping a 2.0 on there. More evidence, more details, more accusations. They're beefing it up.
And making it like way stronger for the prosecution, right?
Exactly. It's a way of saying we're just getting started.
And from what I'm reading, they've uncovered a treasure trove of new info. And I get the feeling when they say treasure trove, they mean it.
Oh, absolutely. Just the sheer volume of new people coming forward is, well, it's kind of mind-blowing. Over 120 new accusers since September.
Hold on, over 120.
Yep. Not a typo. That many people potentially adding their voices to the accusations.
I mean, wow, you have to wonder what else might come out as this all unfolds.
It's definitely a game changer. And look, it's important to remember, an accusation isn't the same as guilt. But that many people, you can't just ignore it.
No, for sure. Each one of those accusations is a potential victim, a story that deserves to be heard. And one story in particular is starting to really dominate the headlines, the case of Adria Sherry English.
Her story, even though it's just one among many, it really puts a face on these accusations.
So just to recap for everyone, English, she worked for Diddy, right, at his parties.
Right, those legendary parties, the ones with tons of celebrities.
Exactly. And she claims it started as a job, but it got more and more exploitative. Like there was pressure to, engage in sexual acts with guests.
Which is already incredibly
Oh,
serious.
absolutely. But then it gets even darker. She says some of these encounters, they were filmed.
Yeah, that's a whole other level of messed up if it's true.
It's terrifying, honestly. Like, were these recordings being made for blackmail or leverage?
That's the implication. And it points to a level of premeditation and control that's, well, it's chilling, frankly. This isn't just about an alleged exchange anymore.
And then it gets even worse. English claims Diddy propositioned her boyfriend.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? It paints this picture of someone who wasn't just allegedly involved in trafficking, but potentially engaging in a pattern of predatory behavior.
And that's where things go from bad to potentially catastrophic for Diddy and anyone else involved. Because now it's not just about trafficking anymore, it's about the possibility of a much wider pattern of abuse.
And it gets even crazier because English's story doesn't stop there, does it?
Nope, not even close. This is where things go from bad to like, holy cow, this could be
So she
huge.
starts naming names, right?
Yeah, exactly. And not just any names, we're talking big names.
Yeah, and that's where I was like, whoa, this just went next level.
Donald Trump, Reverend Al Sharpton, and the list goes on from there.
It's like suddenly it's not just what might have happened at these parties, but who else might have been there,
Well, and that's the thing, right? Just being there doesn't equal guilt.
Oh, for sure not.
Like the people were at Diddy's events, we know that, pictures exist. But did they know about anything illegal? Participate in anything? Totally different story.
Right. Innocent until proven guilty, always. But still, just the fact that these names are even part of the conversation is insane. It's like this whole thing went from a tabloid scandal to like a potential earthquake.
It really did. And that's exactly why this whole thing has blown up from speculation into a full-on investigation. It's not just about Diddy anymore. The scope is way bigger now.
Speaking of bigger, let's talk about the potential legal trouble here, because this isn't just one lawsuit, it's like a tidal wave forming.
Yeah, we're talking potentially 120 lawsuits.
120.
120. Which, even for someone as wealthy as Diddy, is a big deal.
To put it mildly.
And this is where attorney Tony Busby comes in, because he's representing a good chunk of these alleged victims. And the picture he's painting is, well, it's pretty dark.
Okay, so break it down. What exactly is Busby claiming here?
He's alleging a pattern of abuse that goes back
Pretty good.
decades.
Right.
And he's not just focusing on Diddy. He's saying there's a whole network here. Enablers, co-conspirators, people who knew or should have known and looked the other way.
This is way bigger than just one person, Matt.
Way bigger. And Busby says he's got the receipts to back it all up. Photos, messages.
Wow. This isn't just he said, she said anymore.
Not at all. We're talking police reports, hospital records, It's a lot.
It's honestly kind of terrifying. And to add fuel to the fire, Busby's also claiming that this wasn't just adults. Minors were involved.
Right, and that's a complete game changer, legally speaking.
Because the charges, if proven, they become way more serious.
Exponentially more serious.
I mean, it's hard to even imagine. We're talking puppy parties, all-white parties, events tied to album releases, holidays. It's like these alleged acts weren't just random. They were part of the fabric of Diddy's world.
That's exactly the narrative Busby is building. This wasn't just Diddy. It was a system.
A system designed to protect him.
In a way, yes. A network of people, enablers, who made it possible for this to continue.
It's chilling, honestly. Busby even said that if all the names involved ever came out,
yeah,
it'd be a huge shock.
It's not just Diddy's fall from grace. It could be a whole industry scandal.
Exactly. And to be fair to Diddy, his lawyer has issued a strong denial. They're calling it a media circus, denying everything.
Right, which, to be fair, is pretty standard legal strategy in a situation like this.
Sure, gotta protect your client.
Doesn't mean it's true, doesn't mean it's not. But it means this is going to court.
Where the evidence is going to be key.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's crazy, right? A few weeks ago, most people had never even heard of this. And now it's like every day there's a new layer, a new accusation.
Yeah, that's how it goes with these kinds of things, especially now with social media, you know.
It's like wildfire.
Totally. Once one person speaks up, it's like a dam breaks.
And suddenly everyone's sharing their own experiences.
Exactly. And then you start to see, okay, is this a pattern? Was this hidden in plain sight?
And in this case, it's not just about one person, allegedly. It's about the system around
them. Yeah, right. Who else knew? Who looked the other way? That's the stuff that has the potential to really shake things up, not just for Diddy, but for the whole industry.
It makes you think about power, you know, fame. Did any of this go on because people were afraid to speak up because of who Diddy is?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's why these stories matter so much.
Because if we just brush it off, like, oh, that's just how it is in that world.
It's like it's normal or something.
Exactly. Then nothing changes, right?
We have to be willing to look at this stuff head on, no matter how uncomfortable it gets.
So the big question for me is, what happens next? Will any of this actually be proven in court?
That's what we're all waiting to see, right? We've got accusations, lawsuits, but the legal system, it takes time, you know?
It's like the court of public opinion has already made its decision.
Oh, for sure.
But the real test is in the courtroom. Mm. Evidence, witnesses, all of it.
It's going to be fascinating to watch it unfold, that's for sure.
It really is. Well, this has been a heavy one, but really important to talk about.
Absolutely.
And for anyone listening, I think the big takeaway is don't just read the headlines.
Right. Don't just take someone's word for it, no matter who they are.
Think critically, ask questions, and stay informed.
The truth is out there. But sometimes you gotta dig a little to find it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for diving into this with me. All right, so you know this whole situation with Diddy, right? It's like, whoa, things have gotten seriously intense, like crazy fast. Remember back in September?
Yeah.
When those initial charges dropped?
Oh, yeah.
The whole holding people against their will, forcing them into sex work thing.
Right, right.
Even back then, I was like, this is huge.
Huge.
But now,
yeah,
it feels like we're watching an avalanche in slow motion.
It's really wild how quickly it's escalated. I mean, it hasn't even been a month since those first charges.
Yeah.
And already they're talking superseding indictment.
Okay, so I got to ask for, you know, those of us who don't speak lawyer, what does superseding indictment even mean in plain English?
Basically, think of it like an upgrade.
Okay.
Like they took the original charges, version 1.0, and now they're slapping a 2.0 on there. More evidence, more details, more accusations. Mm-hmm. They're beefing it up.
And making it like way stronger for the prosecution, right?
Exactly. It's a way of saying we're just getting started.
And from what I'm reading, they've uncovered a treasure trove of new info. And I get the feeling when they say treasure trove, they mean it.
Oh, absolutely. Just the sheer volume of new people coming forward is, well, it's kind of mind-blowing. Over 120 new accusers since September.
Hold on, over 120.
Yep. Not a typo. That many people potentially adding their voices to the accusations.
I mean, wow. You have to wonder what else might come out as this all unfolds.
It's definitely a game changer. And look, it's important to remember, an accusation isn't the same as guilt. But that many people, you can't just ignore it.
No, for sure. Each one of those accusations is a potential victim, a story that deserves to be heard. And one story in particular is starting to really dominate the headlines, the case of Adria Sherry English.
Her story, even though it's just one among many, it really puts a face on these accusations.
So just to recap for everyone, English, she worked for Diddy, right, at his parties.
Right, those legendary parties, you know, the ones with tons of celebrities.
Exactly. And she claims it started as a job, but it got more and more exploitative. Like, there was pressure to, you know, engage in sexual acts with guests.
Which is already incredibly serious.
Oh, absolutely. But then it gets even darker. She says some of these encounters, they were filmed.
Yeah, that's a whole other level of messed up if it's true.
It's terrifying, honestly. Like, were these recordings being made for blackmail or leverage?
That's the implication. And it points to a level of premeditation and control that's, it's chilling, frankly. This isn't just about an alleged exchange anymore.
And then it gets even worse. English claims Diddy propositioned her boyfriend.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? It paints this picture of someone who wasn't just allegedly involved in trafficking, but potentially engaging in a pattern of predatory behavior.
And that's where things go from bad to potentially catastrophic for Diddy and anyone else involved. Because now it's not just about trafficking anymore. It's about the possibility of a much wider pattern of abuse.
And it gets even crazier because English's story doesn't stop there, does it?
Nope, not even close. This is where things go from bad to like, holy cow, this could be huge.
So she starts naming names, right?
Yeah, exactly. And not just any names. We're talking big names.
Yeah. And that's where I was like, whoa, this just went next level.
Donald Trump, Reverend Al Sharpton, and the list goes on from there.
It's like suddenly it's not just what might have happened at these parties, but who else might have been there, you know?
Well, and that's the thing, right? Just being there doesn't equal guilt.
Oh, for sure not.
Like, the people were at Diddy's events. We know that. Pictures exist. But did they know about anything illegal? Participate in anything? Totally different story.
Right, right. Innocent until proven guilty, always. But still, just the fact that these names are even part of the conversation is insane. It's like this whole thing went from a tabloid scandal to like a potential earthquake.
It really did. Yeah. And that's exactly why this whole thing has blown up from speculation into a full-on investigation. It's not just about Diddy anymore. The scope is way bigger now.
Speaking of bigger, let's talk about the potential legal trouble here, because this isn't just one lawsuit. It's like a tidal wave forming.
Yeah, we're talking potentially 120 lawsuits.
120.
Which, even for someone as wealthy as Diddy, is a big deal.
To put it mildly.
And this is where attorney Tony Busby comes in, because he's representing a good chunk of these alleged victims. And the picture he's painting is, well, it's pretty dark.
Okay, so break it down. What exactly is Busby claiming here?
He's alleging a pattern of abuse that goes back decades. Decades.
Right.
And he's not just focusing on Diddy. He's saying there's a whole network here. Enablers, co-conspirators, people who knew or should have known and looked the other way.
This is way bigger than just one person, though.
Way bigger. And Busby says he's got the receipts to back it all up.
Huh.
Photos, messages.
Wow. This isn't just he said, she said anymore?
Not at all. We're talking police reports, hospital records. It's a lot.
It's honestly kind of terrifying. And to add fuel to the fire, Busby's also claiming that this wasn't just adults. Minors were involved.
Right. And that's a complete game changer, legally speaking.
Because the charges, if proven, they become way more serious.
Exponentially more serious.
I mean, it's hard to even imagine. We're talking puppy parties, all white parties, events tied to album releases, holidays. It's like these alleged acts weren't just random. They were part of the fabric of Diddy's world.
That's exactly the narrative Busby is building. This wasn't just Diddy. It was a system.
A system designed to protect him.
In a way, yes. A network of people, enablers, who made it possible for this to continue.
It's chilling, honestly. Busby even said that if all the names involved ever came out, it'd be a huge shock.
It's not just Diddy's fall from grace. It could be a whole industry scandal.
Exactly. And to be fair to Diddy, his lawyer has issued a strong denial. They're calling it a media circus, denying everything.
Right, which, to be fair, is pretty standard legal strategy in a situation like this.
Sure, gotta protect your client.
Doesn't mean it's true, doesn't mean it's not. But it means this is going to court.
Where the evidence is going to be key.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's crazy, right? A few weeks ago, most people had never even heard of this. And now it's like every day there's a new layer, a new accusation.
Yeah, that's how it goes with these kinds of things, especially now with social media, you know?
It's like wildfire.
Totally. Once one person speaks up, it's like a dam breaks.
And suddenly everyone's sharing their own experiences.
Exactly. And then you start to see, okay, is this a pattern? Was this hidden in plain sight?
And in this case, it's not just about one person, allegedly. It's about the system around them.
Right. Who else knew? Who looked the other way? That's the stuff that has the potential to really shake things up, not just for Diddy, but for the whole industry.
It makes you think about power, you know, fame. Did any of this go on because people were afraid to speak up because of who Diddy is?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's why these stories matter so much.
Because if we just brush it off, like, oh, that's just how it is in that world.
It's like it's normal or something.
Exactly. Then nothing changes, right?
We have to be willing to look at this stuff head on, no matter how uncomfortable it gets.
So the big question for me is, what happens next? Will any of this actually be proven in court?
That's what we're all waiting to see, right? We've got accusations, lawsuits, but the legal system, it takes time, you know?
It's like the court of public opinion has already made its decision.
Oh, for sure.
But the real test is in the courtroom. Mm. Evidence, witnesses, all of it.
It's going to be fascinating to watch it unfold, that's for sure.
It really is. Well, this has been a heavy one, but really important to talk about.
Absolutely.
And for anyone listening, I think the big takeaway is don't just read the headlines.
Right. Don't just take someone's word for it, no matter who they are.
Think critically, ask questions, and stay informed.
The truth is out there, but sometimes you got to dig a little to find it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for diving into this with me.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, like, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah.
We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.